My name's Elizabeth Blossfield, and I'm the East Region Editor of Insurance Journal. I'm here today with Paul Martinez, Insurance Brewmaster for Brewery Pack. Brewery Pack is administered by PAC programs and serves as the largest insurance provider for breweries in the U.S. He's here to discuss the growing brewery insurance industry, risk management and safety practices, common exposures for breweries, and insurance coverage options. Paul, thanks so much for speaking with me today. I was just wondering if you could start off with a brief overview of who you are and what you do.
Yes, of course. My name is Paul Martinez, and I am the program manager for Brewery Pack Insurance Programs. We have been writing breweries now for about 6 years. We are currently the largest writer of breweries nationwide, and we offer an array of products for a complete coverage solution for breweries in the country.
Awesome. That's great. Thanks for that introduction. You mentioned that you're currently the largest writer for breweries nationwide. I was wondering if you could just sort of give me an overview of how Brewery Pack got started and its strategy for success so far.
Absolutely. Brewery Pack is actually a spinoff of Winery Pack. We started about 20 years ago insuring liquor stores and wine bottle shops that eventually evolved into offering complete coverage solution for wineries, and with the recent emergence of breweries across the country, we decided to offer coverage for that industry as well. We also offer insurance for distilleries and hard cider manufacturers.
Oh, okay, that's great.
And the strategy for success thus far is just our retail agent base. You know, we're only as strong as our agents out there, so we try to find agents who specialize in these industries. And, you know, we help them grow, they help us grow, and that's been the growth strategy thus far.
That's great. And I know that the brewery insurance industry as a whole has seen some growth recently as well. I was just wondering if you could talk about how you've seen this industry sort of evolve and any factors that contributed to its growth.
Well, the industry is... it's very quickly evolving, and it seems to evolve every year. It seems to be reinventing itself. I mean, what you initially thought was going to happen 5 years ago, you know, where you saw intense growth, you know, 25, 30% more breweries every year, you're starting to see that growth taper off a bit. You're starting to see, you know, more breweries close. Because obviously, you know, there's a lot in the sector, and now the cream is rising to the top. But I think now, if someone is going to start a brewery, you know, they need to be community focused, because local is king in this industry. You know, local ingredients, you know, the members of that particular community receive breweries very well. They take pride in the fact that they have a brewery in their city. So now that's you're seeing now more of a localized presence, and not so much a brewery saying, you know, I want to be in bars all over the world, because obviously the larger you get, you know, the quality suffers. And I know from my experience myself, I mean, I prefer to go to a local, you know, nano brewery that's, you know, making great beer because he's putting his heart and his passion into it. As opposed to, you know, a multinational brewery that you could just tell the beer, it suffers in the quality.
Yeah, that's definitely a great point to keep it local. And, you know, this is sort of a new area of the industry to me, so I was just wondering if you could kind of explain how insuring a brewery differs from insuring a regular restaurant and the best way to choose the right insurance coverage.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, as opposed to a regular restaurant, you just have the restaurateur exposure. And the brewery also has that when they have a tap room on the premises. So they're treated as that portion of the revenue is treated just the way a restaurant would be, where the beer and the food is broken up revenue-wise, and you need to have a class code for general liability, a class code for liquor liability. But with a brewery, you've now added the manufacturer's exposure as well. So you have to ensure that the revenues are treated accordingly per ISO rules. So we have manufacturing exposures for kegs, bottles, and cans. And that gets all separated. And then you have the tap room exposure, which is treated almost like a restaurant. You have the restaurant class code. You have the liquor liability restaurant class code. And you also have a gift shop class code for glasses, hats, t-shirts, things of that nature.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, and you mentioned some of the challenges that larger breweries face, and I was wondering if there was anything you'd like to add about important safety measures that breweries can take to sort of reduce some of the common risk exposures that they face.
Well, I mean, the most important thing is training. Employee training is key. Employee safety, safety goggles, gloves, you know, proper tools, you know, because there's a period of time where the beer is actually boiling. And you know, it can be dangerous if not treated accordingly. You know, the other challenge that breweries face is fire. We offer within our loss prevention services that we offer a free thermal imaging scan where we take a thermal image of their electrical panel, and we're able to point out to them hot spots and possible problem areas in the future for an electrician to come in, and it's very easy for them to take care of it so that they avoid any, you know, possible fires in the future. So there are a lot of different services that we offer on the loss prevention side. Once we write an account, you know, when we send one of our inspectors in, and they're able to give their knowledge because, you know, they are experts in the industry as well. You know, your business, our specialty, that's our motto over here at Brewery Pack. And all the people that actually touch these breweries, claims adjusters, loss prevention specialists, are all very, very versed in the industry and very good resources to pinpoint the problem areas and all the spots that the, you know, the brewery should be proactive to avoid any future losses.
Okay, that's really interesting. That sounds like a great business strategy. And I noticed that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently announced that more farmers and counties across New York State will be able to purchase crop insurance for malting barley, which is a move that's sort of expected to support New York's growing craft beverage industry. And I was just wondering, as a result of initiatives like this, have you seen the brewery insurance industry growing in New York in particular?
Very much so. Very much so. You know, breweries create jobs, and, you know, and they are, you know, in their neighborhood revitalizers. You know, I've seen breweries go into, you know, some shaky neighborhoods, and, you know, 5 years later, then, you know, you have gourmet shops coming in, you know, foodie restaurants, and the entire neighborhood changes for the better. The governments, the local governments, state governments, you know, they want breweries to flourish. I mean, even in New Jersey, you know, New Jersey used to be, you know, very scarce in the breweries, mainly because they didn't allow you to have any pints while you were at the brewery, or you couldn't taste the beer. You literally had to just go there and buy it. And, I mean, that's all well and good, but it doesn't make owning a brewery in New Jersey very user-friendly, if you know what I'm saying. So they changed the law recently, and now, you know, breweries are popping up in New Jersey like crazy. And it's exciting. You know, I know from my experience here, you know, I have breweries popping up in neighboring towns, and just the feeling that you're going to have options for fresh beer, because there's nothing like fresh beer. You know, going to the brewery and getting the beer straight from the source, there's something to be said in that. And it's exciting, and people respond to it very positively. It's a very good thing. These breweries. It's a really exciting and interesting industry. Very collaborative, very united. You know, not confrontational. It's a really fantastic industry to be involved in.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it, and it'll be really interesting to see how it continues to grow going forward. And I know we spoke a lot about the growth of the brewery insurance industry as a whole, and I was just wondering, in terms of Brewery Pack in particular, what are your goals going forward, or how do you plan to continue to grow?
Well, we continue to grow. We participate in trade shows. We have booths at trade shows that are industry driven, where brewers are actually there and they're shopping for services. So that's a big part of our marketing strategy. We also sponsor events, we sponsor festivals, and we also travel, to breweries around the country. So our visibility is definitely out there. There's another event that we do twice a year. It's called the Brewbound event, and that's a fantastic one-day event where the organizers, they get all of these influential brewery owners from around the country that are successful and are already established, and they sit down and they they discuss topics, hot topics in the industry, hot upcoming topics. What small brewers should be looking out for when starting a new brewery. It's an incredibly valuable resource, and we are very honored to be a part of it. Things like that. Our main goal for growth is our agents. We want to have agents that are focused on breweries, that are, just a friend to the brewery industry. The agents are really the ones that push our growth, because they're the ones that are, that have their boots on the ground. They're the ones that go to the breweries every day. They say hi, they buy the beer, and to have those individuals out there fighting for brewery pack, it's incredibly valuable. So our customer service to our agents is key, is top priority, because we want them to look good, we want us to look good, and we want the client to feel comfortable when they sleep at night. So that's the main reason why we do what we do.
No, that's great. That's a great point. And yeah, this has been a great conversation. Thanks again so much for taking the time to speak with me. Once again, my name is Elizabeth Blassfield. I'm the East Region Editor of Insurance Journal. I'm here with Paul Martinez, Insurance Brewmaster for Brewery PAC. We just finished discussing the growing brewery insurance industry, risk management and safety practices, common exposures for breweries, and insurance coverage options. Thanks for tuning into this audio interview.